on the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dialing toll-free, bring up whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Also, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac, still to come here tonight on Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And, of course, we will take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. With something we hadn't gotten to yet tonight, but we've mentioned, is this federal shutdown of websites. And I said dozens, and you quibbled with me during the news break over this, Michelle. It's over 80, according to you. That's
yes.
A lot of websites.
I would say so.
What's the story? Do you have it for us?
Well, actually, I have to give props to Homeland Security because they're saving me and so many else, so many others out there who do online shopping.
Really?
According to them. The idea is that they want to protect copyright rights, and I know how you feel about intellectual property.
How do you feel about intellectual property?
I don't believe in intellectual property rights.
Me neither.
Yeah,
so. I think ideas should be free. And if you want to protect your ideas, it's your responsibility. In the same way that if you want to protect your privacy, it's your responsibility.
Close the blinds.
Exactly.
Yes, well, in this case, there were approximately 80 or so domains that have been shut down, and there's going to be a little sign there. They're taking over the domain name, the government is, and that's irritating. One of the sites that they closed down was a rap site. Initially, what I had read was, it was, you know...
Hip-hop's dangerous, you know.
It's dangerous, yes.
It's dangerous.
But on this site, none of the arguments posed by the Homeland Security applied. They were claiming that rapgodfathers.com, a popular hip-hop music site, has over, or so, 150,000 members. And the site claims it is...
That's a lot.
Right.
The
site claims it is compliant with copyright laws as it doesn't host copyrighted materials. However, its users posted links to file hosting services such as RapidShare and MegUpload, where copyrighted material may have been shared. Now, so there's the argument there, whether or not the domain was providing an opportunity for copyright infringement and whether they're responsible for users... And what they post.
This is awful.
I would say so.
I always like to make this clear. This is what people have been afraid of in the internet community for a long time. The new Web 2.0 is what we're talking about here. That's okay. Let's explain. Web 2.0 versus Web 1.0. Web 1.0 was essentially we tell you. So like top down, the website is telling you what's important. We're putting up the posts. We're putting up the advertisements. We're putting up all the content. You come here. You look. You see. That's it. Come
you
back
like.
Later.
You yeah, like it or else.
Right. And then we'll put something else up, and you'll come back later, and you'll see if something else is new on the website. With the addition of commenting, and of course, forums have been around for a long time, but comments and this interactivity, crowdsourcing, where the users are creating the content. So Free Talk Live, perfect example of this, where the old Free Talk Live website, if you go to archive.org, you can actually go back in time, and you can, this is a great website. In case you've never visited, archive.org, you go to that site, you punch in the URL that you want to visit. Say you remember an old website from way back when it's been shut down. You want to see what it was like in 1999, in 2002, whenever it was around, you punch it into archive.org, and it comes up with several entries per year. They basically take a snapshot of the website at multiple points throughout the year. And some sites, for whatever reason, have fewer entries than others. I don't know what their formula is for how often they do it. But you can go back at freetalklive.com, and you can look at what freetalklive.com looked like, to some extent, back when we originally started. They don't have
a modern-day microfiche kind
of
thing.
Yeah, they don't have all the content. Like, they didn't store the MP3 files or anything like that, and they may not have all the images, but you'll get a general feel for what the website looked like. And that's how Free Talk Live was.
It's a lot of memory they're using to do that.
It's going to be a huge project, yeah. Because they also do archive some media, but in a different way, so I understand it. So, sort of give you an example of Web 1.0 versus 2.0, Free Talk Live, the old site was, okay, we had a forum, people could interact there. But we also, the main site's content was created by me. So it was basically just a kind of a front page with the latest about Free Talk Live on the front page. So we put an auction up. Okay, we're going to put that on there. We're doing...
Just a news feed, essentially, every time.
Without the feed, without the RSS capability and the syndicating capability that we have now. So it's just basically me putting news about Free Talk Live on the front page of our website. You can get bios. You can get a lot of the stuff that we currently have. But now the website is created, the content mainly is created by the listener. So when you go to freetalklive.com now, instead of having to wait a week or however long it would be before I'd update it, because it was all up to me to go in, put something new on the site, upload that new page to the site, and then there'd be something new, something worth coming
back
to the site.
That's such great efficiency.
You're being facetious, right?
No, no, no. Now with the...
It's more efficient now.
Correct.
It's better. It's not even the same category of site now, because instead of it being top down from me to you, it's from you to us. And so all of the content on the front page in the main column of freetalklive.com, as we've explained so many times, is created by you. You create the content, you vote on the content, the most voted up content makes it to the top of the website. We have no hand in that. Our hands were essentially to create that structure, you know, the money that was poured into that, to the web designers to create that, and actually the structure itself was a free download. I mean, it's called Drig. It's a ripoff of the Dig platform, which is a very popular social bookmarking website. And so that's the difference between Web 1.0.
Open source, it's not ripped off.
Did I say ripped off?
Yeah.
That's probably the wrong term. So,
especially considering we're talking about copyright, intellectual property.
Yeah, and I want to definitely get back to the original point, but have I explained Web 1.0 versus 2.0 effectively? 1.0 is top-down. We tell you what's important. Web 2.0 is you tell us what's important. You create the content. And without our listeners, we would have a crappy website because there would be nothing there.
Well, and I suppose Wikipedia could be considered part of...
I would say Wikipedia is Web 2.0. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's bottom-up kind of create, very grassroots creation of content.
Or WikiLeaks, even.
But coming around with Web 2.0 is more interaction, more comments, and more forum posts, and more people talking to one another. I mean, over at the Freekeen website, there are a lot of comments where people will just go back and forth with a bunch of meaningless nonsense. But that's part of what Web 2.0 is users on the website interacting with one another as well. So not just creating the content for the site, but also creating content by interacting with each other and having conversations. And the problem with that is... I can't afford to pay somebody to moderate all of the, you know, the comments on a website. Most websites can't afford to do this.
Sure, there are millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, maybe, web pages out there. How are you supposed to pay someone to monitor that stuff?
We do have some great moderators, no doubt about it, but they're not paid. They're not... you know, responsible for making the right choices. They're going to try to adjust. You know, if somebody comes onto the forum and they're spamming, they're going to see that. They're going to take it out. But if somebody comes onto the forum and posts a link to some audio, that's not prohibited. We don't have a lot of rules on our forum. There are only a few rules. No racism, no spamming. Mm-hmm. You know, it's pretty basic. If you want to go onto the Free Talk Live forum and post a link to your favorite musical song on RapidShare, which is this file sharing website, you haven't posted the file to my forum. It does not exist on the Free Talk Live BBS. You just posted a link to it somewhere else on the internet.
Right.
And that's what you're talking about here,
that's
Michelle,
correct.
Is they've taken down this rap, what was it, rapgodfathers.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm there right now, and there's this ominous message from the federal government. They've taken down their website because someone posted links in their forum.
Mm-hmm. This domain name has been seized.
It's impossible to moderate this. It's impossible. And so it's basically going to allow the federal government to just swoop right in and take anybody's website. Oh, well, you let somebody post a link to a copyrighted song, so we're just going to take your website from you. We'll come back with more discussion on this here in a moment at 800-259-9231. The Totesack giveaway is happening right now, though. A two-pack of the Totesack going to you. If you are a caller in at 603-435-1105, you dial in now. You've got a chance to win the two-pack of the Totesack. Let you bring the groceries back in from the car really easily. I love it. Totesack.us is where you can go to order a family pack coming up here for this holiday season. Makes a great gift. Totesack.us, the call-in number, 603-435-1105. Get on the phones if you want to win.
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, at least until it's taken down by the feds. freetalklive.com is where you want to go. There's a lot of stuff there, and a lot of it is user-editable content. Like we mentioned, our forum earlier, you can go to bbs.freetalklive.com, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
We're talking about a very disturbing story. It's from the Department of Homeland Security, ICE Division. That stands for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And they apparently are also involved in taking down websites as well, because they have targeted, according to you, Michelle, over 80 websites.
Correct.
And have just yanked them offline.
Seized their domain names and...
Yeah, if you can see what I mean by going to, what was it, Rap Godfathers? Yeah, rapgodfathers.com. There's a huge image file that loads. This domain name has been seized by ICE. Homeland Security investigations pursuant to a seizure warrant by the U.S. District Court under the authority of some numbers.
Oh,
and
scary.
So regarding this particular website, there's a link where you can go and read something written by Enigmax on the 25th where... Claims that,
is that one of the operators of the site?
Yes. He says, acting on a search warrant issued on the 23rd of November and signed by the U.S. Magistrate, Judge Jeff Kaplan, DHS and ICE agents arrived at a Dallas data center Tuesday with orders to take down the 146,500-member Rap Godfathers site, RGF, seize its servers, and gather evidence on its owners, administrators, and moderators. The site had been in operation since 2005, and the authorities were authorized to take evidence relating to all activities right back to April 1st of that year. All activities? I thought that this was a copyright claim. Anyway, Rap Godfather says, we only link to mixtapes, albums, in the hip-hop rap genre, a senior staff member told Torrent Freak this morning.
Of course, his website's down, so it doesn't really matter what he says.
Right.
So they have shut down this website, as I understand it, from what you mentioned before, their forum, which, of course, lots of websites have forums.
Mm-hmm.
And on most forums, anyone can register. Anyone can post. There's very little controls out there. And
right.
The manpower just doesn't exist to truly look through a busy forum. They've had 150,000 members. My gosh, that is incredible. Now, that doesn't mean they all post. But we've had a pretty busy forum with a few thousand members. The Free Talk Live forum at one point crossed 500,000 posts. It's since been culled. I've knocked a whole bunch of those posts out of there. But at one point we crossed 500,000 posts, and I got an email from the people that make the forum software saying, hey, congratulations, you're in the new 500,000 club. You're one of the busiest forums that we have out there,
wow.
Essentially. And they had 150,000 users on their forum.
That's a busy one. We've never had anything like that.
Well, we're also known as popular rap music.
Right.
So, just, you cannot control this. You cannot have total control over, you can see, some people will report posts that need to be reported, like
right.
Somebody comes on and spams, they click the report post feature, and then an email goes out to all the moderators saying, okay, well, you need to look at this post, and then they will go and look at that, but if you've got 3,000 new posts in a day, you don't have the manpower, the money to police all
this
that
stuff.
This is
as ludicrous as the cops confiscating rental properties of landlords if they're
for a drug deal or something like that.
For somebody who's smoking pot in their house.
Mm-hmm.
If one of their renters smokes pot in their house, how are you going to know this? How am I supposed to know this? This is ludicrous.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And actually, when I went to Rap Godfathers and Archive, Ludicrous was featured on the front page of their website.
another thing that they're claiming, the government's claiming that they're protecting us from is fraudulently made purses and things.
Knockoffs.
Yes, knockoffs. Thank you. And so...
You need protection from that, Michelle. I mean,
right.
You're very attractive lady. You like to shop. You like to accessorize.
Right.
You've got some sort of a shawl. What is that you're wearing in here tonight?
This is from O'Lily in the Netherlands.
People watching on the webcam may be able to see this.
Beading and everything. You like that?
Is that a shawl? Would that be the,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
The term for that? Okay. So, yeah, you like to buy things.
Right.
And have you ever bought a knockoff before?
No.
Would you? If the price was right and it looked really good?
If it was, like I've had this for like 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to buy investment things and then keep them for a long time and, get like genuine leather or what, kind of thing. But if I wanted to have a look and I was not going to be buying something as an investment, yeah, I wouldn't go spend, $300 for a shawl that I'm going to wear out one time, I would go get the $5 version.
I think I saw a handbag advertised on the internet at $155,000, you know, within the last few weeks.
I'd get a knockoff of that, maybe. I'm
pretty sure that those are the numbers that I'm talking about.
Well, Victoria's Secret has a $12 million bra, too. I couldn't afford that.
Crazy.
That one's probably got diamonds in it. I didn't notice any diamonds in this handbag. I just, but, you know, that's what...
But the thing
some
is like,
just that expensive.
So just because I wouldn't buy a knockoff for whatever reason, or I haven't, I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I haven't, why can't other people?
Yeah, you should totally be able to. In fact, if you're
tricking people by, you know, you're selling them a Rolex watch that's not really a Rolex, and you're selling them at a Rolex watch at a Rolex watch price, then you're lying.
Okay,
you're committing fraud.
So Rolexes aren't $15. For those of you out there buying a Rolex, they're
never, ever.
Not $15.
When you're buying the $50 watch that says Rolex, they're, you know, it's a knockoff. I mean, they're not even lying. They're not even attempting to lie.
Buyer beware.
Most
we ultimately have to be responsible for our own decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And another point about this is that, as you said, Michelle, you wouldn't pay the $300 for the shawl. You'd rather buy a $5 or $10 version.
Yeah.
And so you're not even in the marketplace. You aren't even a potential customer for the Louis Vuitton or whatever the brand is that is so expensive out there. The people that are customers for those things aren't as likely to buy the knockoffs because they want the real McCoy. Mm-hmm. Whereas the people that are in no way could afford to spend $1,500 for a purse would be more likely to buy a $40 knockoff at a knockoff party.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes what they do is they'll have vendors will basically have essentially a Tupperware party for knockoffs.
Right.
And they'll bring people over into their house and they'll show off what they've got. And
people lie. People lie and they do mean things, so there might be those that would claim that this is in fact a real Coach bag when it's not a real Coach bag. And
yeah, that's bad. That's fraud.
Buyer beware. And, that's fraud. And there is, there are ways to address that.
But we don't need the federal government to go around shutting down websites. First of all, it's not going to stop knockoffs.
There's no reparations for those people who were supposedly stolen from, whether it was the real designer of the Coach bag or the consumer who thought they were buying a real Coach bag and it was a knockoff. So that we're not talking here about repairing the damage done to them, the supposed damage, but rather just government involvement.
Yes, that had nothing,
and punishment.
All right, we'll come back with more, though, on what they've done. They've shut down websites all across the internet, and this is what they want to do more of. They want to block your access to these websites in the first place. In this case, they just went to the server rooms and literally pulled the machine out of the rack, but they want to make it so the internet service providers just won't even allow you to go to these websites and a whole lot more of them. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filters. filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there totally free, so enjoy those on us. And we've got our webcam and the archives and live streams, all kinds of different ways to listen to this radio program, in addition to being on the radio. And, of course, we're on in over 84 radio stations across the country. So thanks to all of our great AM and FM affiliates. You can get a list of them over at affiliates.freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned into our live streams via broadband or dial-up flavors. Plus, as I mentioned, our webcam listen lines that actually allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to our streams that way as well. Plus, we've got a satellite feed, too. That's free for you. Go and get the details at listen.freetalklive.com.
If something happens to you while you're in your car, whether it's an accident or a cop pulls you over for something, it's always a he said, she said situation. And when you're dealing with police officers, their word is always the law. Well, there's a way to protect yourself, and it's called the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. It's at freedomcam.net. I've got one. It's an easy-to-use unit. It has video cameras that record all around and inside your vehicle, has a microphone and a GPS navigation system. You can watch the videos from a little SD card on your computer afterwards. Records all your driving, route speed, all that stuff. It's for traffic stops, other incidents that you deal with. And this is invaluable. This is insurance against so many things that can happen on the road. You don't know whether you're going to be in an accident. You don't know whether you're going to need to have this evidence to prove that, in fact, it wasn't your fault. You don't know whether some, you know, cop's going to, you know, pull you over for something you didn't do, pretend to find something in your car, whatever. You don't know. And the way to handle this is the Freedom Cam it's the GPS Black Box Dash Cam at freedomcam.net.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Michelle, you've been telling us a story about the federal government shutting down ICE, the Immigration and Customs Department, has shut down dozens of websites, almost 100 websites.
Yes.
Just gone into the server rooms and told the IT geeks in there, hey, you're taking these guys offline. And, of course, they're going to do it.
So how do they do? How do they take a website offline?
Just turn it off.
But how do they?
They might take the actual machine out of the rack. I don't know. It all depends.
So they go to the guys at the company that's hosting.
Yeah, that's what they actually said in the story. They walked into the server room and basically told these geeks in there that, hey, you need to shut down this particular server. It all depends on how it's set up. So, for instance, Mark, we've got HostGator, which is one of our sponsors here on the show. You can go to HostGator.freetalklive.com. And HostGator will sell you different kinds of hosting. They've got shared hosting, and they've got dedicated hosting. The difference there is that on a shared host, you're sharing a computer,
yeah,
a server, with other people. So, you know, you're putting a new website online. It's not going to have a lot of hits right out the gate. It doesn't make sense to buy your own dedicated server. Free Talk Live, on the other hand, we get a fair amount of traffic, and so it makes sense for us to be separated from other people's websites, if that makes sense.
It makes sense to me.
So yeah, we've got one server that's dedicated to
running our own little computer.
Yeah, but our server runs multiple websites. So at our Free Talk Live server, it's actually running FreeKeen. It's actually running Liberty Radio Network as well. So hopefully that explains it. So going in and shutting off an entire server isn't necessarily what they did. They might have just ordered them to pull that particular website offline and then replace it with their graphic, which basically threatens people with this could happen to your website. And according to you, Michelle, this happened over the user-created content.
Yes.
Where the web administrator set up a forum on one particular website, rapgodfathers.com, where people were using it to talk about rap. I went into the archive, by the way, and I went archive.org. I pulled up Rap Godfathers, and I went back to 2006, and I pulled up the website just to see what it looked like. And, you know, their forum didn't look any different from ours. It's the same software that Free Talk Live uses. They didn't have any obvious file-sharing-looking sub-forums or anything like that.
And they weren't promoting it. It was their viewers or their users or their listeners or what have you that were doing the quote-unquote file sharing, right?
Correct. So what the listener would do, for instance, is they would take the rap song or maybe a whole album or whatever it was they were sharing. So let's say just pick a whole album, new release album that they've gotten off of whatever other file sharing service, because this certainly is not going to stop file sharing them shutting down some websites. They would then upload it to a number of the different file sharing sites out there. There are certain websites that you can, some of them they're free, some of them you have to pay for an account. You can go to, for instance, FileDropper.com. That's a free one, and you can just upload any old file you want up to 5 gigabytes. Just drop it on into their service instead of, say, attaching it to an email. This is an easy way to send big files around.
So free advertising and marketing.
For the file sharing website?
For the band whose file's being shared.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that aspect. We haven't even really entered into the discussion of file sharing and how it actually benefits bands. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a whole other discussion. But the way it works is these guys will upload the file to this file sharing website, then they just share that link. So it's not even their site that is sharing the file. It's the file sharing website that's doing that. And the file sharing website is having, a million uploads a minute. I mean, they don't know what's coming into their website. If they get a report, you can report the file. You can say, oh, well, this is illegal or whatever, and then the file sharing website will investigate it and they'll take it offline. So there are ways for people to report things like that, but overall, they have no idea what could be software, could be pictures, could be anything is being uploaded to these websites. And then they post the links, and this website was shut down, and these other websites shut down, presumably because they were linking to torrents and other methods of so-called pirating software and music and movies. And this is what the federal government wants to do. They want to expand this. I mean, the fact that they're already able to do this is pretty scary. They can walk into anybody's service provider and pull your website off the air if you're hosted in the United States. And that's where they are moving. The difference between what they're doing now, what they can do now, which is scary enough, and what they want to do is, well, for instance, if you want to host your website outside of the United States, well, then they can't just walk into the server room and tell them to shut it down because they're out of their jurisdiction at that point, right? So if you're hosting in Sweden, they'd have to somehow get the Swedish police to go in there and order. It's a little more difficult.
This is the problem with WikiLeaks, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, WikiLeaks and Pirate Bay and other sites like that have methods of mirroring their sites in different countries, and they've got workarounds. Like, if they know what they're doing, they can stay pretty safe.
They're on the cloud.
Yeah. But your average website doesn't have that. The average website is just hosted in the United States on a server somewhere, and the cops can find it and come in and shut it down. But if they get what they want, which is this, oh gosh, what's it called? The COICA Act? COICA, I forget.
Combating Online Infringement and Counterfeits Act.
Thank you, Michelle. That's exactly what they're trying to do. That's what's coming next. That's where they will be able to tell the Internet service providers in this country, you cannot allow people to access this list.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will come up with a list of websites, and they'll put whoever they want on there. It's going to start with piracy. They're going to start with piracy, or they're going to start with file sharing, and they're going to start with the knockoff products, and they're going to blacklist those websites. And then they're going to decide to expand it, because that's how government works. They expand. Then they're going to expand to websites that, you know, maybe advocate how to make bombs, or websites that have information about anti-government thought.
How to grow better marijuana plants.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see if the senator from Oregon, Ron Wyden, are you familiar with who he is?
I'm not.
Is this the guy that wants the? Oh, is this the really ugly bastard that wants? So they're all pretty
this is
ugly.
What you remember?
He's the one that is saying that he's going to put a no to that Senate passing the
COICA. Oh, yeah, he's saying he's going to try to slow it down or stop it or something like that.
I'm going to be interested to see whether or not he has an accident over the Christmas break.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you think it's going to happen? I mean, they do this.
They did it in Australia. Australia has a blacklist. Why is it so?
No, I meant accidents for politicians that might disagree.
Oh, that. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if I think that. I don't know if I believe that he can stop it. Honestly, I don't. I mean,
there's a congresswoman and her husband that just supposedly committed suicide back a month ago.
Hmm.
Well, this is the same bill. Is this not the same bill that passed 19-0? Or am I confusing it with something else?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. 19-0 out of the Senate
Judiciary Committee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty strong indicator of support, I would say, that there were no dissenters on this particular issue. And what senator or so-called representative is going to come out in favor of piracy? There can't be very many of them, or in favor of file sharing, or in favor of knockoff products. I can't see very many of them doing it, especially with all the corporate money they get. 800-259-9231, so they really want to create a blacklist. This is scary enough as it is. There's more. Apparently, Johnson, there's some subtleties that he's going to share with us about this coming up in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. Very important.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready?
Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your thoughts. If you want to share them via phone at 800-259-9231. The number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features we have there completely free. And if you want to support this show, considering we give the website to you, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So do head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. As little as $3 a month, any major credit card accepted, as well as PayPal and other alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, yeah, and you get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a very scary story. Very, very scary if you are concerned, as I am, with freedom, specifically freedom on the Internet, which is the freest place in the world. It is the place that you can pretty much do whatever you want without having to worry about the governments. However, that is changing. Now, obviously, in China, they've had censorship policies there for a long time. Australia just recently adopted a censorship policy where they are forcing a blacklist of porn sites on the Internet service providers, and I'm not sure if they've expanded it out to anti-government sites or pro-freedom sites since then, but that's the way these things go. And now you've got the federal government here in the United States that is threatening to do the very same thing, to create a blacklist, to essentially block potentially thousands of websites from you being able to access those sites. What's the solution here? Well, from what I understand, the geeks have an idea, and I think Johnson's going to tell us about that here in a moment. But another solution is secession. Get the heck out of the so-called United States. Move to the same place with other liberty-minded people and say no more of this. Because then if we could have New Hampshire secede, for instance, then we could have a little haven, a little tech haven. It's already fairly technical. There's a lot of technical work, IT work available here in New Hampshire. And then we could, bring some high-speed internet connections in and, have our own little server world where people that want to host things without governmental interference would be able to do it here like they can in some other countries. So getting out from under the thumb of the federal government is going to be one of the only ways to stop this, because once this this program is in place where they're sending a blacklist around to every internet service provider and using them as their proxies, using the internet service provider as their agents to do their enforcement work for them, is a really scary prospect, a scary, scary prospect for free speech. Johnson is with us in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I do want to talk about the solution, but first of all, you had said something about them going in and shutting down the website by going to the individual servers that the website were on and doing a raid in that fashion.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's what was going on.
That's what it said in the article, that they actually went down to the server hosting company for one of the sites and ordered them to take it down.
Site, but I believe that it's more insidious than that. And this is what a lot of us geeks have seen coming for a while, is that the way the internet works, and this is a brief geek lesson here, is sort of like a phone number, where servers have what's called an IP address,
mm-hmm.
or an internet protocol, which is essentially a number. So it works like a phone number. And the reason why you don't see numbers, right, is because of what's called DNS, which turns, a series of numbers into, say, freetalklive.com.
Or the reverse, actually. Domain name service. Is that what it stands for? Domain name system? Yeah. So when you request freetalklive.com, it goes out to the DNS of your local internet service provider, and they have that record that says, freetalklive.com equals this set of numbers, and then your computer knows where to go.
Right. Now, the reason why, if you were to take it back to the phone analogy, on your phone, most people don't dial people by number even anymore. They dial by name because you've created a little registry in your phone that tells you, that this person's name equals this number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the internet, you can't have that, be stored in your own personal computer per se, because everybody's got to have the website, when you type it in, go to the same place. So that registry has to be kept somewhere, right? Those DNS entries have to be kept somewhere in a centralized location so that everybody can access them and, all be pointed to the same servers and go to the same website. So there's this company, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. It's called ICANN. And mm-hmm. ICANN is a central repository for all these DNS addresses. So all of the traffic from the Internet for all these domain names, what are called top-level domains, goes through ICANN. And what people have seen for a long time coming is, hey, what if wherever ICANN is located gets nuked? Bye-bye, Internet. And in the case of what's going on now, and ICANN is located in the United States, so in the case of what's going on now, they can just seize the domain name and take the DNS and point it at their government servers. Without ever even having to go to an ISP, they just repoint the domain name at their own servers.
So they would send the. Do y'all follow what Johnson's getting at here?
It would be like if I took your phone number and suddenly pointed it at, instead of it reaching you, it reaches a government hotline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. So essentially, they just
they don't
would
need
send
to take your phone. They just need to take your number.
Right. So they would send the order. They would send some sort of official looking order to the folks running ICANN, and that says, "All right, well, now you're going to do this for us and reroute this 80 websites and reroute it to our server. We are taking ownership of these domain names." As the
and
government.
I know I'm running out of time, so I'm trying to be quick about this.
Yeah. What's the solution? What are the geeks doing? What's their idea?
Well, the idea is, and I don't know if it's going to happen, is to have some sort of a decentralized alternative DNS service. So it's not centralized. It's a decentralized DNS service. But here's the problem with that, and there are a lot of legitimate concerns, it is in regards to security. Because if you can have fake spoofed DNS, then all the problems that we have right now with spam and viruses and all these things that are already massive problems, imagine those being magnified to huge levels, because if you can spoof DNSs, then you could be going to what might look like a legitimate Google.com or a legitimate FreeTalkLive.com, and boom, when you get to the site, you're now at, something that's totally different, totally not what you were expecting, which would include maybe even your banking site. So there are a lot of legitimate security concerns for this.
Well, now hold on a second, Johnson. Let me
done to solve them.
Well, I got some questions, but right, they're just beginning to solve them, and I trust that they will. And I like the idea, obviously.
Right.
The idea of having everything centralized is a poor idea when it comes to the Internet. And having it decentralized is great. And I see what you're saying in that I could set up my own domain name service, and if I could somehow get people to subscribe to it, or if I was running an Internet service provider, I could have that operating and route people and steal their credit card numbers and things like that. But on the other hand, if you have some level of certification to Internet service providers to certify that they're using the accurate decentralized domain name service, and that I would think that would handle the problem. Like, for instance, right now, I've actually changed my DNS from my default internet service provider to OpenDNS. And now, OpenDNS is a really neat service, and I highly recommend it to anybody out there. It's completely.
I actually use Google's DNS.
Oh,
service.
Really? Okay, I didn't know they had one, but OpenDNS.
I'm sure a lot of people would be like, a lot of people don't trust Google. But
I was unaware of that, but I was aware of OpenDNS, which basically you just set it, you change a couple settings in your router, and you use a different DNS system. And there are benefits to this. If your local DNS goes down, you're out of luck. You can't access websites unless you have that numeric code, that IP address to put in. Whereas OpenDNS, they're not going to go down. And if you mistype an address, OpenDNS actually corrects it for you. So if you type like freetalklive.cmo, it'll fix that for you, which is pretty nice.
I've seen this OpenDNS come up on my computer.
Probably
times.
While you're here at the studio, I would imagine.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're going through my router, and so that's why you're getting that. So, like, OpenDNS would be certified. They would be, with whatever certification comes up for this decentralized group of DNS providers, they would all have to agree on some level of standards, and then if your ISP wasn't certified, you'd be in question. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, something. I just think that there's got to be some way that they can handle it. I think that there's a lot of different issues. For example, and you would know this from IRC, but if you have all these different decentralized servers, another actual physical network problem is that sometimes you get network disconnections. And having it being decentralized, you might get what's called a net split, where two servers are not communicating, in which case you might get traffic problems where you wouldn't be able to access certain websites because you wouldn't be able to get to the network that held the DNS.
Well, if it comes down to it where the government's censoring the Internet, we'll take what we can get, right?
I got one last tip before I go.
Wait.
Okay, if you're security conscious and you use a coffee shop, Google Fire Sheep.
Fire what?
That Fire Sheep. Google that.
All right. Thanks for the tip. Appreciate it, Johnson. Good
Good
stuff.
Night, Johnson.
Hopefully we made that accessible for most of our listeners to understand. Were you guys following it?
I knew that it was something for computer people.
If you got to jump in with questions if you aren't.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.